Welcome to Mental Muscles, the podcast that will teach you to train your brain for peak performance. Subscribe now for new episodes every week and get your free digital copy of the Mental Muscles Handbook at mental-muscles.com/ebook.
Five sacrifices you should make to escape poverty. Poverty is an issue that affects many people all over the world. However, there are steps that you can take to ensure that you don't continue the cycle or break free from your money struggles. In this video, we will be taking you through some of the steps and lifestyle changes that you can make to escape poverty, covering everyday small changes as well as places to cut back. Learn your budget. No matter how much money you have right now, the most important place to start is learning exactly what you have coming in and what you have going out. Knowing this figure will help you to budget for the rest of your life and ensure that you are not going into debt and are actually improving your situation. So, the best way to do this is by using a spreadsheet or simply jotting everything down on a piece of paper. Go through your monthly income, be it a job, benefits, or any other source of income, and remember to take away any tax that is owed on this money. This will leave you with your total income. Next, write down a list of all your necessary monthly expenses. This should include things like water bill, electric bill, insurance, food expenses, etc. Write your total and subtract this from the total income. This will then give you your figure for your expendable income. Next, write a list of all the other things that you regularly spend money on in a month. For example, holidays, haircuts, cinema trips, eating out at restaurants, kids' clubs, etc. Add this total up and take it away from your expendable income. The last figure is your savings. If your figure is negative, it means that you are simply spending more than you are making and are going into debt. Obviously, the larger the figure is, in the positive, the better. Understanding where you spend your money will help you to budget and hopefully save more in the future. Cut down on holidays. Although this is certainly not the news that anyone wants to hear, it may be necessary, even if only for the short term. Holidays can be very expensive and can bring financial burden to a lot of families, as people want to spend time in nice locations and need to spend money on eating out, flights, accommodation, etc. If you have a little bit of wiggle room in your expendable income and don't want to completely forgo a holiday, then consider choosing a staycation or even simply spending time at home and filling your time with fun activities, rather than traveling abroad or to a new state. Cut down on frivolous spending. Many of us spend a lot of money on things that we just don't need, such as designer items, new clothes, jewelry, cars, etc. Most of the time, people buy these things just to show off to others, rather than actually have any need or use for them. Try to evaluate how much you actually need these items, and if there is a better alternative. For example, if you need new clothes or your child needs new clothes, think if you really need the designer shirt. Can you purchase one from a local store instead? Or even from a thrift store? Making these small changes in your everyday habits will quickly add up, and you should see the difference appear in your bank account. If there are other members in your family who will get affected by those changes, try to teach them about the importance of money and escaping poverty in order to build a better future, where you will hopefully not need to consider such issues. Use your free time wisely. Even if you are already working a full-time job, you may find that you have a few extra hours in the evening to spend watching TV or just relaxing. Instead, think about how you can maximize your time to help fund your way out of poverty. Are there any skills that you have or even hobbies that could make you a little bit of extra money in your free time? For example, can you knit, sew, speak another language? Could you walk dogs or house sit? Anything can help you make money in your spare time and could be a great way to start saving some extra money. If you do not already have any skills that help you to boost your monthly income, then consider spending your free time learning a skill that could. This is where your interests and passions can truly come into play and could help you escape poverty. Pay off loans first. If you have any loans, then it's important that you know exactly how much you owe, to whom, and the interest that is charging you. Typically, loans have a very high interest rate, and as a result, it can be a significant financial advance to pay these off as soon as you can to avoid interest charges and fees. As you did with going through your monthly income and expenses, write down a list of what you owe and the fees that you are paying for them. Try to budget so that you can begin paying off as much of the high interest loans as possible, and then continue with the low interest loans. If you are struggling with this process, then get in touch with your financial advisor or even a member of the bank, and they will be able to advise you as to how to pay off your loans, whether to consolidate them, and give you as much advice about your financial situation as they can. Conclusion: the poverty cycle can be very scary and hard to escape from. However, the first and most important step to take is understanding your financial situation. This will help you recognize where you are spending too much money and where you can cut back. Learning where to cut back will help you to start saving before you are able to start earning more, either by looking for a new job, training for a promotion, or using your skills as a side hustle. So, thank you for watching. If you found this video valuable, make sure to push the like button and subscribe to the channel for more videos like this. If you have any subject that you would like a video on, let us know in the comments below. We love to help you guys whenever we can. That said, thank you very much for watching. See you in the next one.
Thank you for listening to Mental Muscles. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it with others and subscribe to this podcast for more episodes like this. If you want to learn more tips and ideas to train your brain for peak performance, head over to mental-muscles.com. Thanks again, and see you in the next one.